אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
יום השואה, לשואה ולגבורה. The Holocaust and Heroism Remembrance Day. It's tomorrow evening. is observed as Israel's day of commemoration for the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust as a result of the action carried out by Nazi Germany and its allies and also the people that helped them. In Israel it is a national memorial day. It was inaugurated 67 years ago in 1953, anchored by law signed by the Prime Minister then, David Ben-Gurion. The original was to hold it on the 14th of Nisan, the anniversary of the West Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, which was the 19th of April. Today was actually the start of the Ghetto Uprising, 1943, the Warsaw Ghetto. But it was problematic because the 14th of Nisan is the day immediately before, was then before Pesach, and the date was removed to the 27th of Nisan, which is just 8 days before Yom Ha'atzmaut, the Israeli Independence Day. And most Jewish community hold a solemn ceremony on this day. There is an International Holocaust Day announced by the United Nations a few years ago, and that was the deliberation, the date that was end of January, to mark the liberation of Auschwitz, the death camp. But the one that we are talking about, the Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron LaShoah VeLaGvura, it's actually the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. And I remember when I grew up in Israel, we said, how could they let themselves be murdered in gas chambers? But there is a lot of heroism. Jewish resistance under the Nazi rule took various forms of organized underground activities conducted against German occupation regimes in Europe by Jews during World War II. It's not really known, you only know that 6 million were murdered, but there were lots of resistance as well. And according to historian Yehuda Bauer, Jewish resistance was defined as actions that were taken against all laws and actions acted by Germans. And due to the military strength of Nazi Germany and its allies, as well as the administrative system of ghetto, they pushed them all in a ghetto to start with, and also the hostility of various actions of the civilian population, the non-Jewish one. Few Jews were able to effectively resist the final solution militarily. Nevertheless, there are many cases of attempts at resistance in one form or another, including over 100 of armed Jewish uprisings. Now, historians are talking about it. The study of Jewish resistance to the German rule is considered a very important aspect of the study of the Holocaust. In 1940, the Warsaw Ghetto was cut off from its access to the Polish underground, to the newspapers, and the only newspaper allowed to be imported into the confines of the ghetto was one with German propaganda. As a result, from about May 1940 to October 1941, the Jews of the ghetto published their own underground newspapers offering hopeful news about the war and the prospects for the future. The most prominent of these were published by the Jewish Socialist Party and the Zionist Labor Movement, and these two groups formed an alliance, but they had no arms, no ammunition. Jews mainly used unarmed resistance in Eastern Europe. For instance, young Jews smuggled food or smuggled people into the forest. Between April and May 1943, Jewish men and women of Warsaw Ghetto took up arms and rebelled against the Nazis after it became clear that the Germans were deporting remaining ghetto inhabitants to the Treblinka extermination camp. Warsaw Jews of the Jewish Combat Organization and the Jewish Military Union fought the Germans with a handful of small arms and Molotov cocktails as Polish resistance attacked from the outside in support. After fierce fighting, vastly superior German forces, they went into ghetto Warsaw and either murdered or deported all the remaining inhabitants to the Nazi killing centers. The Germans claimed that they lost 18 people. 85 Germans were wounded, although this figure has been disputed with the resistance leader Marek Edelman. He estimated that 300 German soldiers died, but some 13,000 Jews were killed and 56,000 were deported to concentration camps. And there are two main reasons why the Jews failed to resist when they were leaving the ghettos: the Nazis' powerful army, and also it was difficult for Jews to get armed resistance because they needed others' support and because they lacked the ability to get arms when they were in ghettos. And there were many other major and minor ghetto uprisings. And I'd like to mention the one in August 1943. An uprising took place at the Treblinka extermination camp. The participants obtained guns and grenades after two young men used forged keys and snuck into the building where the Germans kept their arms. And the weapons were then distributed around the camp in garbage bins. However, during the distribution of arms, a Nazi guard stopped the prisoner and found some money on him. And fearing that the prisoner would be tortured and give away the plan, the organizers decided to launch the revolt ahead of schedule without completing the distribution of all the weapons and set off a single grenade. That was the great signal for the uprising. And the prisoners then attacked the Nazi guards with guns and grenades. Several Germans and Ukrainian guards were killed. A fuel tank was set on fire, and barracks and warehouses were burned. Military vehicles were disabled and grenades were thrown at the SS headquarters. And the guards replied with machine gun fire, and 1,500 inmates were killed straight away. But 70 inmates escaped to freedom. The guards chased those who had escaped on horsebacks and in cars, but some of those that who escaped were armed and returned the guards' fire. Gassing operations at the camp were interrupted for a month. Also in October 1943, an uprising took place at the Sobibor extermination camp led by Polish-Jewish prisoner Leon Feldhengler and also Soviet-Jewish prisoner of war Alexander Pechersky. The inmates killed 11 German SS officers, including the deputy commander and a number of Ukrainian guards. Although the plan was to kill all the SS members and walk out of the main gate of the camp, the guards discovered the killing and opened fire. The inmates then had to run to freedom under fire, with roughly 300 out of the 600 inmates in the camp escaping alive. All but 50 to 70 of the inmates were killed in the surrounding fires or all the minefields when they escaped. There were minefields around the camp, and some of them were recaptured and executed by the Germans. However, the escape forced the Nazis to close the camp, saving countless lives. Also, in October 7, 1944, the Jewish Sonder commandos, the inmates kept separate from the main camp and put to work in the guest chambers and the crematoria at Auschwitz, staged an uprising. Female inmates had struggles in explosives from a weapons factory, and crematorium 4 was partly destroyed by an explosion. At this stage, they were joined by the Birkenau 1 commando, which also overpowered the guards and broke out of the compound. The inmates then attempted a mass escape, but were stopped by heavy fire. Three SS guards were killed in the uprising, including one who was pushed alive into the oven. Almost all the 250 escapees were killed. There were also international plans for a general uprising in Auschwitz coordinated with the Allied air raid and the Polish resistance attack from the outside. That actually, as we know, never happened because the Allied never really bombed Auschwitz, although they knew what was happening there. Also, there were partisans groups. There were a number of Jewish partisan groups operating in many countries, especially in Poland. So we have to remember that. Again, tomorrow night is Erev Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron LaShoah VeLaGvura.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.